This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. Today, let's talk about mini habits. Mini habits are basically daily routines and rituals that take kind of just a few minutes to perform, but have huge, humongous returns in the overall quality of your life as a result of performing them. So let's talk about this. What are some good mini habits to practice each day? Here are my top 12. Number one, before you go to bed at night, okay, check this out. Tell your brain, wake me up at blank AM. So whatever time you want to get up in the morning, say it to yourself, just kind of repeat it in your subconscious mind as you're laying in bed the night before and say what time you want to get up. So for instance, for me, I just tell my brain, wake me up at 5 AM. Bam. Now, unless you got hammered the night before, unless you got drunk or something, you'll likely start waking up right before the alarm clock startles you awake. Okay. Before you just kind of reject this, try it out for yourself, see for yourself. Tip number two, mini habit number two. If the subconscious command trick doesn't work, set the alarm on your smartphone and put it far enough away from your bed so that you have to actually physically get up to shut your alarm off in the morning when it goes off. You'll be less likely to hit the snooze button once you actually already get yourself up, once you're already out of bed. Okay, so try that out. Tip number three, we're firing these off today, baby. Tip number three, drink a liter of water as soon as you get up, right? So most people are under-energized because they're under-hydrated. Most people are under-energized because they're under-hydrated. Hydration is energy. It's energy. So keep a liter of water at your bedside table before you go to bed and then crush it immediately upon rising. This is something that I do every single night. I could tell when on days that I don't do it, which is very, very, very rare, or on nights, for instance, when maybe I'll get up in the middle of the night and I'm really, really thirsty and I'll already drink most of the water on my bedside table. And by the time I get up, I don't have enough water and it kind of breaks my routine. I'll just drink whatever is left. On those rare occasions, I notice the difference because when you hydrate yourself, when you super hydrate yourself first thing in the morning, drink a liter of water, it just puts energy into your system. It gets you going. It wakes up your body. It kind of hydrates your cells and it wakes them up. You're most dehydrated when you wake up first in the morning. So if you can super hydrate yourself and just crush a liter of water, man, you will immediately notice the difference. Try it out before you knock it. Give it a shot. A liter of water upon rising. Huge right there. Huge mini habit. Mini habit number four. After you brush your teeth, okay, pause for a moment, smile at yourself. Then say, I love you. All right, I'm being serious. After you brush your teeth, just pause for a second, smile at yourself, big wide smile, hold that smile, and say, I love you. Most people don't love themselves enough. As Aristotle said, you know, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. If you are what you repeatedly do, then why not repeatedly affirm something positive to yourself? Try it out. Mini habit number five, take walks. So walking has been known to help people solve problems, come up with new ideas, have epiphanies that seem to have come out of nowhere, but they don't come out of nowhere. That's the thing. They were there all along. Taking a walk just changes the context from desk to nature, from inside to outside, right? From confined space to open space. When you change the context of where you're at, it puts your brain in a different place and your brain starts to think differently based on context. There's research to prove this as well. So if you can get yourself into a different context, ideally nature, right? Going out for a walk and just kind of going out for a stroll, not thinking about anything in particular, you'll notice that you end up having connections and neurons firing off in your brain and your head, ideas and things come up in your head that would not have if you were still sitting at your desk. Oh, and bring a notepad with you while you do this. Don't bring your phone because you'll get distracted and stuff like that. Just bring a notepad with you. Bring a journal with you so you can jot down those ideas as they arise. I love doing that. It always works for me. Tip number six, mini habit number six, get grateful. If you feel sad, you feel like you don't have enough of something, stop. Stop for a second. Think of three things that you're grateful for. You'll immediately feel better. I can promise you that. Mini habit number seven, meditate for 10 to 20 minutes a day. So if you don't know how, it's very, very simple. Just start with the easiest technique, meditation technique there is, which is to just sit down somewhere quiet, count to four while you inhale, and then four more counts as you exhale. Just focus on your breath. That's all you need to do. Just focus on your breath. Inhale, exhale. Don't think about anything. If a thought arises, that's okay. It doesn't make you bad, doesn't make you not, like, but doesn't make you dumb, like you don't know how to meditate or anything. Thoughts arise. Thoughts are constantly arising. We're constantly thinking. The idea here is to just try to focus in that moment, to focus on the moment, to focus on your breath. Your breath is the best way to do that, to bring your mind to peace, to quieten your voice inside your head, telling you, reminding you about, you know, what work you need to do, what reminders you have about work, and, you know, whether MC Hammer's ever going to come back. I don't know. You know, random stuff just pops up when you're meditating. It does for me. And so anytime that happens, don't get mad at yourself. Just kind of focus on your breath. Focus on your breath and try to let that thought that just came up in your mind just walk away. Just let it fly away. Let it run away like a dog in the park. Just let it go. Let it go. And that will allow you to just kind of be at peace with yourself. It's powerful. Just give yourself 10 minutes. If not 20, give yourself 10. Set an alarm clock on the side, put it next to you, and just sit there. Just sit there with your hands on your lap, breathing. Count in, inhale for four counts, exhale for four counts, and just focus on your breath. Tip number eight, mini habit tip number eight, do your one most important thing first. Okay, so before beginning your work, review your one most important thing that you need to do today, and then get started on it. Your focus and your effectiveness will just become far more effective. Just you'll be more efficient, more effective. You'll get more done. You'll be more focused. And if you can approach your day this way by just focusing on your one most important thing first, you will get so much more done. You will push so many more things forward, and you'll achieve more goals. You'll get more things done. Just try it out. Give it a shot. Block out 2 hours on your calendar every single morning to focus on your most important project or most important thing that you need to do, and get after it, baby. Tip number nine, mini habit number nine, compliment one person every day. All right, so I love this. I started doing this several years ago. It feels great. It feels good to give someone something without expecting a damn thing in return. In fact, you actually get a biochemical reaction of happy chemicals like oxytocin and serotonin when you give a genuine compliment to someone. It's very powerful. Give a genuine compliment to someone without expecting anything in return. Very, very powerful. Compliment one person a day. I love doing that. And whether that means, you know, I'll be in line somewhere at Trader Joe's or something like that, and if I'll see somebody with a nice dude with a nice watch on, I'll say, hey, man, that's a nice watch. That's it. That's it. You know, just little things like that. It makes a big deal. That guy probably felt really good walking out of there, looking at his watch, saying, yeah, you know what? This is a really nice watch. I'm really glad that I got this. Just little stuff like that. It makes a difference. And it doesn't require you to do anything really extra besides make somebody else feel good. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to do that, right? So, mini habit number 10, sweat every day. So speaking of happy chemicals, exercising, or at least finding a way to sweat every single day, is one of the highest leverage things you can do for your overall health and happiness. When you're physically healthy, you become professionally healthy as a byproduct of doing so. Sweat every day. Even if you can't dedicate more than a few minutes a day to exercising, do it. You'll notice the difference, I promise you. Mini habit number 11, revisit your day and remember the good stuff. So write down in your journal, if you can, the best things that happened today. One thing that I like to do at the end of each day is ask myself, what's the best thing that happened today? And what that does is it pulls your focus, because automatically as human beings, just generally speaking, we tend to focus more on negative stuff than positive stuff. So you have to exercise your positive thinking muscles, right? So to speak, in your brain, to pull yourself towards focusing on things that are actually going to benefit you rather than those things that are not going to serve you. And one great way to do that is to just ask yourself at the end of the day, what's the best thing that happened today? And write it down in a sentence or a bullet point or a word even, you know, and whatever it is that triggers your mind to focus on something good rather than something bad. And that's a huge, huge mini habit right there in and of itself. And then the final one is read every single day. The greatest way to get the greatest ideas is to read, to read, to read. There's this great quote that goes like this: books are the hardbound drug of choice. And I like that a lot. You know, books are the hardbound drug of my choice. Plus, you know, the only side effect of reading is a positive one. The more you read, the more ideas you get. So read something every day to expand your mind. That's a huge mini habit right there. Even if it's just for 20 minutes, read something every day. It's very powerful. 20 minutes adds up over and over and over again. Before you know it, you've read, you know, 10, 12 books in an entire year, which is huge. With just 20 minutes a day, that's a big deal, right? So, quick recap of these mini habits, my favorite mini habits. Before you go to bed at night, tell your subconscious mind what time you want to wake up. If that doesn't work, set the alarm on your smartphone and put it far enough away so you physically get up. Third one is drink a liter of water upon rising. Fourth one is smile at yourself after you brush your teeth in the morning. Tell yourself I love you. Number 5, take walks. Number 6, get grateful. Number 7, meditate. Number 8, do your one most important thing first thing in the day. And number 9, compliment one person every day. Number 10, sweat every day. And number 11, revisit your day and remember the good stuff. And number 12, read every day. Do those mini habits and you will be living like you give a damn. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.